Hi there, this is Erin Nicole and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show I interview people from all over the world. Lately I've been doing a lot of sermons from the divine. In our house we worship the Holy Trinity, the Father of all of us, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, or some translations of the Bible say the Holy Ghost. I believe it's the same thing. I'm still learning. Sometimes I share music with you that I create, that the Holy Spirit inspires through me, or I co-create with another human being, and all under the same umbrella to help empower you to find happiness from within. The target population of this show is people with depression, depressed states, going through tough seasons, family members or friends of people with depression, or you suspect they might have it, but maybe they're reluctant to get a doctor's appointment and get the treatment. This is another tool in the tool belt for your mental health resources. And spiritual health was added as a domain of funded, researched, supportive services through all military branches, I believe in 2021, might have been last year. So that means that they're bringing it back. Now, spiritual health is very loose. It's very open-ended. There's lots of spirits in the world. You might believe in a different spirit and worship a different one, and we respect it as long as your spirit doesn't say to kill Christians in America or to abduct children, then we're fine with it, right? There's extremists in all religious practices, and I've experienced chronic persecution, blocked digitally from making money on purpose for 3 years, and I've started to speak up about it, and now they're starting to try and cover up their trail and fix all the things they've done. But they can't cover up their trail. They can start fixing things, but they will be paying my husband and I a lot of damage money, a lot of tax-free money for the rest of my life for what I've gone through, because I've been in a contest. The Holy Spirit entered me into it. He desired for me to be the winner of this contest in 2018 before I even knew that there was a contest, 18 months before. It's quite interesting, actually. And in the last few weeks, I've been through the highs and the lows of stress from every single domain. I work really well under pressure, but nobody has been through what I've been through in this amount of time. Nobody has experienced what I've experienced in this amount of time, this amount of disrespect as a veteran spouse, as a Christian. And they haven't done any physical harm to me, but they've tried to get me to move into places so that someone could harm me. But the Holy Spirit protects me and gives me spiritual guidance. He leads my life. My husband and I have been forced to be separated with zero contact. Veteran spouse, high-ranking veteran, should be highly respected in America. One of the top-trained assassins of President Trump. And this evil group, this evil, powerful group that sacrifices, tortures children, and makes a lot of money doing it. They just raised their rates, $5.2 million per child. At the highest level, to be able to drink their blood after they torture them and frighten them to release adrenaline or whatever nasty things they're doing, because that makes their blood better to drink so that you stay looking younger, longer. Gross. Absolutely gross. $5.2 million per child. Meanwhile, they're starving people all over the world that you could be helping. You're being selfish for vanity reasons. And the Holy Spirit loves me, loves everybody, including the child sacrificers. I don't understand how He loves you, because I'm working on loving you, how Jesus said to love your enemies. But it is very difficult for me to really conceptualize that. So I'm trying my best to be a good example, good role model, because I know there's a lot of people that listen to this show. They're listening because they're testing me, right? Because I'm in this contest until October 17th. when contracts will be signed with all the presidents of the United States of America and the first ladies, and I will be reunited with my husband. But there are also competitors listening, because they hack in to my devices, because I gave all the security teams permission to have access to my information, not realizing that they would try to manipulate, block me from making money for 3 years. I didn't know what the parameters were of this contest. And the Holy Spirit entered me into it because he assigned it to me 18 months before I found out that there was any title. And I just keep it moving forward. I've had so many people flake on me. I've had so many people, so many Christians flake on me because they're scared. Because there's already been people that have been killed because of a contest. And I've had to learn to not speak death. I've had to learn to hide some of the truth that I've had to experience and endure and find out about. Because I don't desire for anybody to be afraid. Fear. Fear is not of the Father. But it is a part of the truth. Death is a part of life. I learned that at a very young age. I was at funerals at a very young age with my mother because she was a singer. She would sing at people's funerals and at weddings. That's what singers do. We are invited to all kinds of places. And my mother makes good friends, and she's very spiritually connected, and women are social creatures. That's how we're designed. She used her gifts. High-level professional musician. She had a full-ride scholarship. She worked in the summers, but she was paid to be in the operas in college. She had an opportunity to get into grad school, but I think at that point she was married, and it didn't make sense to move across the country, but she was invited to perform full-ride and teach classes at Carnegie Mellon University. Yeah. And she decided to give up music as a career path, a financial career path, but she decided to use it as her service to America, to her community, to mothers, to grandmothers, to grandfathers, to sons, to nieces, to nephews, to neighbors, whoever was willing to listen to her sing. And I'm the youngest of three children that my parents had given birth to. Mother, of course, I got to clarify that because there's a lot of confusion around that right now. Mothers give birth. Fathers help with the creation process. We've come a long way from that, but let's not confuse the children, okay? Your body might be able to house a child because you've had surgeries, but that doesn't mean that you give birth to children. Don't steal that from us women. As women in a society of lots of men taking over everything, don't take the birth part away from us. I haven't given birth yet, but maybe in the future. We'll see. I go wherever the Lord tells me to go. And I haven't been able to be with my husband for over a year, so it's kind of impossible to give birth unless I was a second Virgin Mary. So that leads me to the topic of this sermon. The Holy Spirit whispered to me, "Aaron, I want you to relax today, but would you like to record a podcast?" I said, "Yes, I would, Father. What's the topic?" And he said, "Your love is like a lily." And I was like, "Huh. Okay. Let me look up lilies. I love flowers, but I don't know botany too well. I don't know too much about all the things about them." So, what's that, Father? Okay, he says, "Go to the top." I looked up, there's a very well-known organization called Britannica, and I found, I think it's a blog, might be a blog or something, I don't know. I looked up online to tell me about the history of lilies. So it's under their Animals in Nature thing. It says, "Plant, also known as Lilium, true lily, written and fact-checked by the editors of the Encyclopedia Britannica, last updated July 11th, 2023. So lily, genus Lilium, genus of 80 to 100 species of herbaceous flowering plants of the family, Liliaceae, native to temperate areas of the northern hemisphere, Many lilies are prized as ornamental plants, and they have been extensively hybridized. I'm not sure what that means, but if you're a plant person, you probably know what that means. The word lily is also used in the common names of many plants of other genera that resemble true lilies. These include the daylily, the scientific word, Hemerocallis, I think, and various species of the family, Amaryllidaceae. I apologize if I am butchering that. The true lilies are erect perennial plants with leafy stems, scaly bulbs, usually narrow leaves, and solitary or clustered flowers. The flowers consist of six petal-like segments, which may form the shape of a trumpet, with a more or less elongated tube, as in the Madonna lily, Lilium candidum, and Easter lily, Longiflorum. Alternatively, the segments may be reflexed, curved back, to form a turban shape, as in the Turk's cap lily, L. marthagon, or they may be less strongly reflexed and form an open cup or bowl shape, as in the wood lily, L. philadelphicum, and gold band lily, L. auratum. The flowers of some species are quite fragrant, and they occur in a wide variety of colors. Plants of most species range in height from 30 to 120 centimeters, or 1 to 4 feet. Plants of certain species, however, exceed 2.5 meters, 8 feet, wow, in height. I didn't know that. Because usually they're in containers where I see them in grocery stores. They're usually about a foot from what I've seen. So they can get up to 8 feet tall if you let them continue growing. I'm just sipping on my coffee. Lilies are usually raised from bulbs, but they can be grown from seed. Different species vary in the amount of sunlight they require. Most prefer a porous, loamy soil, and good drainage is essential. Most species bloom in July or August. The flowering periods of certain species begin in late spring. Others bloom in late summer or early autumn. And then this is where I think the Holy Spirit wanted me to really lean in, because the title of this sermon is Your Love. My love, Aaron Nicole's love, is like a lily. That's what he told me. He whispered to me, because I've been dealing with a lot of pain and I've been releasing it. A lot of pain, physical pain from a car accident that has not been able to be dealt with yet. I've had some progress, but I'm being blocked on purpose because I'm poor. And I'm poor because I was forced multiple times into homelessness in the last 3 years from the contest, from competitors, teams, breaking laws in America, blocking me from making money as a woman, as a protected woman under the American Disabilities Act. And a veteran spouse forced to be separate from my husband. They forced him to pretend like he didn't ever marry me in order to not have me killed. That's the level of pain I've been under. But the Holy Spirit's more powerful than all the evil in the world. And just one flick of his power, and he could destroy every human being if he wanted to. But he loves us all. Even all the evil, dark people. And he's giving me an opportunity to bring many of you back to the kingdom, to remind you just how loved you are. And this is the history and uses of the lily. So listen up, get your notes out, get a pen, get a paper. Lilies are among the oldest cultivated plants in Asia Minor during the second millennium BCE. The bulb of the Madonna lily was cultivated for use in a medicinal ointment. The ancients raised the bulbs of this species for food. The Greeks and Romans grew it for ornamental and medicinal purposes. During the Middle Ages, the Madonna lily was associated with the Virgin Mary as a symbol of purity. It is often included in paintings of her in East Asia Various species of lilies were grown as food and ornamental plants from an early date. So even in Asia, Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. Even in Asia, they represent and respect the name of Jesus and the mother who birthed him through the plants. You can't get away. You can't break away from Jesus' name. You can try. You can try to persecute a Christian in America, but she's not going to give up this fight. I'm not. I'm in the bloodline of Jesus Christ. And people have tried their best to completely destroy me as a human being by getting me so stressed, by using my information against me after they used me and my gifts to commit treason against President Trump without my permission when they told me I was getting protections in 2020. President Biden's team committed treason. Every single one of them that was involved in the quote-unquote protections of Erin Nicole. Now, what's that, Father? He says President Clinton hired them all to do it. Okay. The truth. That is the truth. Listen to any sermon from Joyce Myers on anointing and how you know when you're in the favor of the Holy Spirit, how you know things that you can't explain. 18,250 men were involved in the damaging of my reputation over the last 3 years. 11,000, how many, Father? 11,240? 11,247 were involved in trying to have me killed. Really? 13 times, he says. Wow. And I'm still standing. I married the best man in the world. And he has the best associations that care, that actually care about families. Imagine that. Imagine that, a political leader that actually cares about you and your family. And he hires security teams to not just think about himself and his own protections, but he actually cares about whether you live or die. I didn't have money in my business in 2020. They didn't have to protect me. President Biden's security president, the top security president of the defunded Blackwater alumni group, came to my house. I had no idea what that organization was until maybe a week before that, when an evil lady pretended to be a minister on my team. She volunteered. She slithered her way onto my team over the course of a year by telling me lots of lies. She was a part of this whole organization. They're a part of the Illuminati. She never used that word, but that's what my husband believed when I first met him in 2020. He said, I think it's the Illuminati. I said, why do you think that? They've tried to get me to join their group many times. He said, they did? I said, yeah, they started in 2018 when I started this Move Happy movement. They started reaching out to me on the Instagram direct messages. Little triangles with eyes, their accounts, multiple accounts sending me similar messages. Would you like to join our group? After, what's that, Father? Okay, I had interviewed somebody from Whoopi Goldberg's team. I don't exactly remember who it was. I remember it was a guy, and I think he played soccer. I was interviewing people on my blog because I hadn't even started my podcast yet. I didn't know how to start a podcast. I was just slowly adding one thing at a time to build the brand. Slowly learning. I had to change websites. What do you call it? Or the website host, because they started nickeling and diming me at the company that I had first paid for my first business name. So I hired a website person to transfer all the data to a new platform that was recommended from Denise Duffield Thomas and her group. They said it's the easiest one. You get all kinds of free apps you can download, and it's just the best one. Not knowing that people in Australia are paid, top level people are paid to steal from other nations' intellectual properties, and they use WordPress. Yeah, so you got to be on guard if you have a global business. I had no idea. I didn't know all of these things. I've just been obedient to what the Holy Spirit tells me to do, and I use my brain and I look up information and I try my best to hopefully read the correct information and get advice from people. But I didn't have anyone in my network in 2018 other than my friends and people that I met through a direct sales company. I had somewhat professional connections, kind human beings. I had no idea they had paid in 2018 in August to have me killed. They paid President Clinton. Yeah, I didn't know that until a few episodes ago. And the Holy Spirit reveals things to me. 13 attempts to kill me. Wow, in the last 3 years. Wow. And I'm still here. I'm not braggadocious. This is surreal. My love is like a lily, apparently. That's what the Holy Spirit whispered to me this morning. It's pure, like the Virgin Mary. That's what he told me. And I don't understand how it could be pure, because I was promiscuous in my 20s after being raped. How could it be pure if I slept with a lot of guys? That's my truth. But if you read the scriptures and you ask him for forgiveness, he is faithful and just to forgive you of all of your sins and to wipe away all unrighteousness. It's true for you and it's true for me. You can't live your life in regret of the past. If you ask him to forgive you, he does. I asked him to heal me in 2018 completely of suicidal ideations. Because I was so afraid when I had a birth control implant in my bicep and I was experiencing mind manipulation controls that I couldn't remove the thoughts from my mind. I tried my best. I prayed them out. I could not remove the negative thought patterns, and I called the 1-800 number for suicidal ideations. That's now 988. They simplified it because they knew there was going to be a lot of people that were going to be committing suicide or thinking about it after forcing us all into isolation in 2020. In 2018, though, that's when I was healed completely of suicidal ideations. In the last three years, I've had to fake it a few times because people have been bullying me. Powerful men with all the access to all the money and power in the world, hacking in on my device, following me to locations, sending high level government leaders in a variety of organizations in America, trying to use me as an informant for both political parties. And when I was no longer used to them, then they threw me in the trash. But the Holy Spirit loves me and loves how kind I choose to be to people, even evil, nasty people that try to use me and manipulate me. And I married the best man in the world. Okay, the Father wants me to go to Romans, so you can join me in Romans if you like. It's in the New Testament. Let's see, where is it at, Father? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and Romans. Romans 8, you said, Father? What is it? 8 what? Okay, he says read verse 23, 8, chapter 8, verse 23 to the end. Okay. Not only so, this is first glory, is what it says before that, before verse 18, but verse 23. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? Amen. But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Amen. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us. Whoo! Good stuff. With groans that words cannot express. Amen. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. More than conquerors. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Amen. He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those who God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are conquered as sheep to be slaughtered. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Verse 37. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you for that gift. That is the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit working through me, equipping me. I did not pre-look up any verses. I did not look up anything. This is whatever comes out. This is what my husband told me. True preachers, ministers, pastors, deacons, true connectors to the Father of all of us. They do not pre-plan their sermons. They do not pre-plan their sermons. They can study. They can have an outline of what they desire to talk about, but the Holy Spirit is in charge. And when you allow the Holy Spirit to work through you, he will equip you with exactly what you need to say. That's what I've been learning. It's been surreal. It's been so surreal. Because I had this desire when I was a child to remember the Bible more, to understand the Bible more. But he had been waiting. He had been waiting for the appointed time for me to be ready. for me to be ready for this spiritual gift. And I don't try to use it to get anybody to do anything that they don't desire to do within themselves. I believe in free will. I was controlled and manipulated in my entire childhood. I have to still break away from that sometimes, still learning to be respectful of my mother, but reminding her, no, we can't allow people to bully us, Mom. She ignored me a couple days ago. She didn't believe. She didn't want to believe that any Christian could be persecuted in America, because she knows what true persecution looks like, and that's people getting beheaded in other nations. That's physical persecution, and that really does happen. People are trying to take over America, and they are using me to do it, but not anymore. Not anymore. They tried their best for 3 years to manipulate me, to get me to pick political party sides. Evil and darkness is on all political party sides. President Trump is a good man, and he's not going to stand for that. I heard him say it out loud in his video, that he's going to get rid of all the deep state members. So you better watch your backs, because you don't know who your associations are, and anybody can be bought out in a moment. I've learned that in the last 3 years. My love is like a lily, pure. Pardon me. Got a lot of snot from crying. My love is like a lily, pure and loving, like the Virgin Mary who gave birth to Jesus Christ. How fitting that the Holy Spirit would say that to me, knowing full well that I'm in the bloodline of King David who slayed Goliath. And if you continue on down that line, there was a harlot, a prostitute, that had hid a couple of spies that came into the land. For some reason, the Lord told her to protect them. So she did. She was obedient, and they killed everybody in the land except for her. And it was through her bloodline that Jesus Christ later on was born of the Virgin Mary. You can't judge people from appearances. You can't judge people based on the size of their bank accounts. You can, but you might be royally surprised. You will be. That's why many people have tried to kill me for 13 different times in the last 5 years, the Holy Spirit said. 5 years? 2018, was that when it first started? Late 2018, he said. They tried their best. That's why I was kicked off of the Lyft app. My husband was protecting me. He knew that I liked that job, and he didn't want to tell me that's what he was doing so that I'd be mad at him. But I knew. The Holy Spirit told me right before I moved in there. I had a knowing. I had the same day or the next day my car got hit. I told him, I said, I don't think I'm supposed to drive on the Lyft app anymore. He goes, yeah, whatever. I said, no, I'm serious. I had a vision. I have the gift of prophecy. The Holy Spirit sends me information whenever the Holy Spirit sends it to me. And I believe he talked to his buddies about hitting my car. Not a very big accident, very slow. The car that hit me hit another car behind us, and I had a customer in my car at a light. I was at a red light. I flipped a Huey, and we went after him because my customer told me to. It was a cool dude. He's like, get him! I seen him. He turned left. So we went after him. We got the license plate. We turned it into the authorities. And then the Lyft people weren't going to pay for any of the damages to my car. I was going to have to pay out of pocket if it was less than $2,500 of damages, even though I was the person doing the work to keep their business running for 7 years. That's what being a 1099 is. That's them protecting their business. So I had to give it up. I didn't want to talk to them about what happened on the phone because they were recording the line, and they told me that they weren't going to help me, that they were representing Lyft, not the Lyft driver. And they told me that they weren't going to financially pay me anything to fix the damages if it was less than $2,500 of damage. And I knew that it was because I asked my husband, I said, do you think this is $2,500 worth of damage? He says, no. We'll get you some paint. And he fixed it for me. Well, then all of a sudden I couldn't get on the app anymore. I was refused the ability to have the job that I had. After I moved in with my husband, they were on purpose trying to isolate me with my husband. They planned the whole thing out to try and have us both killed. Even though that's the man they sent me to. President Biden's team sent me to get protections from him, and then they pretended like they didn't know him. It's a bunch of political war games. They committed treason. They committed multiple counts of treason, and they tried to have me killed multiple times, including that one time with my husband. But my husband is the top trained assassin for President Trump, and he's friends with everybody in the world that are top trained assassins that love families, that look out for the children of the world, that do not sexualize children. And they are very angry with you. They are very angry with all of you nasty pedophiles that are getting paid $5.2 million per child in the Illuminati at the highest paid level. That is why I've been, that's why people have tried to kill me 13 times since 2018. Come October 2023, October 17th. There will be a contract signed with all presidents, all first ladies, Beyonce, Knowles, Jay-Z, my pastors, Joel and Victoria Osteen from Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas will be in the room, Tony Robbins and his lovely wife, Sage, the U.S. Marine veteran that was a part of the original Move Happy program, my husband and I will be reunited, the security man from President Biden's team. We will forgive him privately, discreetly. No one will ever know his name. We will forgive him with open arms if he wants to hug it out, shake hands, whatever. He's going to apologize to my husband and I in that room privately, discreetly, in front of my mother. And what's that, Father? Okay, he said my middle brother will be there. Because this group, this Illuminati group, they first attacked my middle brother when he got into the music industry. They used him, they manipulated him. He created a very powerful song to help with the tsunami in Japan. And to help with, I believe, is Hurricane Katrina. He used proceeds of the money from a song he created, and he got like 65 influencers from social media to show up and be a part of the song. He made it onto CNN News. And then shortly after that, they blacklisted him. They sent him a fake opportunity to get all of these influencers killed in a house in California. Yeah. And they didn't, I don't think any of them got harmed, but what they did was they blacklisted my brother because they told everybody they were going to give everybody a bunch of money to do some big music thing. And the person that was their person at the house had a fake name and the rental car had a different person's name. So my brother was like, I don't know what's going on, but we getting out of here. He cashed the checks and he bounced. And he told everybody, hey, I don't know what's going on. I think they set us up for a fake opportunity here. So get out of here if you can. And they blacklisted my brother on purpose. So they're going to be paying my brother $120 million in damages for damaging his career and blacklisting him in the music industry. Yeah. He'll be the first ever chief medical musical officer of the United States of America. Because during that same time, doctors were going to give up on my niece. And my brother said no. You ain't giving up on my daughter. That's my daughter. So he started looking up alternative research things online. And he found the cure. He found the possibilities. And he gave the ideas to the doctors to not have them give up on her when she was losing the ability to have mobility. He was dealing with a lot at that time. The Holy Spirit has favor over my family. And I don't forget the terrible things you do to my family members. Nobody disrespects my family and gets away with it. I married the best husband in the world. And if my brother decides to continue in that position after that, he's extremely private. He's extremely introverted. Yes, he recorded music and put it on YouTube, but he's a very introverted person. And he probably doesn't even want his name to be announced. So nobody's going to announce his name unless he gives you written permissions and you pay him a lot of money to do it. He's a very intelligent being and he was royally disrespected when I was in graduate school. So you're going to pay up for all those damages and we're going to forgive you 100% and we're going to sign a contract. My salary for Chief Spiritual Officer of the United States will be $1 million per year. My salary or are donations from every major nation, as the Global Mental Health Ambassador will be 100 million per each major nation in the world. There's 87, correct, Father? 87, he says, major nations will each be paying to Erin Nicole Ministries $100 million. My husband and I, we made a commitment by my 40th birthday, which is in less than 3 years. We will be giving 90% of our income away and keeping only 10%. I already have 45 alternative therapies that I've developed, and some of them I've executed in society for free. Not for free, for free for you. Not for free for me. I've had death threats. I've had 13 attempts. People have tried to kill me 13 times in the last 5 years. I do this for the 1.56 billion people, but it hasn't been free for me. There's nothing free in this world. My love is like a lily, pure, but people have tried on purpose to destroy this lily, and this lily has rock-solid roots. I married the best trained assassin in the world. And we're less than, I think we're 69 or 68 days away from me being reunited with my husband. A fierce warrior. A loving and kind human being who chose to give up. He asked to retire from this organization that's in society is defunded. And they were going to have us killed because they knew that he knew way too much and they didn't want Erin Nicole to interview him on the show. They didn't want him to start supporting his wife. Why is that? Because there's a lot of dirty, dark things both political parties do, and they try to get away with it because they want the title of being president. But you both royally disrespected Erin Nicole and her husband. Both political parties and all your money and all your power and all your influence. Nobody can decide who's in charge and who's not, except for the Lord above all lords. And he told me that President Trump is going to be president again, in power, in office in 2024. So it will be done. You could put all your political monies in your pockets. You could save all the advertisements. You don't even need to travel, President. President Trump, you don't even need to travel and speak. But I do like watching all the videos online, I must say. There are so many people that know that it was rigged in 2020. But it had to be rigged. It had to be rigged. You have to think about that. If President Trump was in office when all of this stuff would have happened, and did happen, all the shutdown that's been planned for 50 years. 50? 70 years since the 50s. Chimera, that's changed names multiple times. If President Trump was in office, we'd all hate him. Somebody's got to be in office. Somebody's got to take the brunt of it. And it says to love your enemies in the scriptures. That's what Jesus said. Love your enemies. Pray for your enemies. Bless your enemies. And I'm learning to do that. So I said hate, right? I said the word hate. And hate is not of the Father. It's not love. So those that don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, when I'm releasing the truth about what's really going on in the world, you might have a righteous anger, rightfully so, but you need to also study what the Beatitudes say to do, and that's what Jesus spoke, the advice on the Sermon on the Mount. What's that, Father? Okay, he says, he wants me to go to the Old Testament. Alrighty. Wants me to go to Ecclesiastes. I know it's next to Song of Solomon, but I forget which page number. When you get a Bible for the first time, if you don't have one yet, there should be like a table of contents in the beginning, and it'll tell you what page number for the books. So I'm gonna go to page 590. I learned about the books of the Bible through songs when I was in like elementary school, because that was hell. My mom was actually in a class, and she was teaching me the song that she had to practice from her instructor for her class. And it was kind of funny because the person was not a singer at all. But it was easy to remember it because music is a very powerful thing to help with our long-term memory. So I remembered it. What's that, Father? Sing it? Okay, so a little bit of it is like Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, First and Second Kings, and First and Second Samuel. Anyways, I might have messed up some of those, but that was the melody. Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, and then the Book of Psalms. It was, I don't know how, whoever made up the melody, they... I'm 37 now, and I was probably 10. That was 27 years ago. 10? Yeah, 27 years ago. That's the power of music for you. Okay, which verse, Father, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3? Read the whole thing? Okay, he says to read the whole thing. All right. So there are 22 verses in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It says, a time for everything. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What does the worker gain from his toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on men. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from the beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and do good while they live, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that men will revere him. Whatever it has already been and what will be has been before, and God will call the past to account. And I saw something else under the sun. In the place of judgment, wickedness was there. In the place of justice, wickedness was there. I thought in my heart, God will bring to judgment both the righteous and the wicked. For there will be a time for every activity, a time for every deed. I also thought, as for men, God tests them so that they may see that they are like the animals. Man's fate is like that of the animals. The same fate awaits them both. As one dies, so dies the other. All have the same breath. Man has no advantage over the animal. Everything is meaningless. All go to the same place, all come from dust, and to dust all return. Who knows if the spirit of man rises upward, and if the spirit of the animal goes down into the earth? So I saw that there is nothing better for a man than to enjoy his work, because that is his lot. For who can bring him to see what will happen after him? And even though it said, in verse 22 it says, so I saw that there is nothing better for a man to, for a man than to enjoy his work, but I'm a woman, and I've worked really diligently to enjoy this journey since he called me in 2018, since he healed me completely of suicidal ideations. I've been intentional about not pushing myself too hard because I have grown it while working full-time and while moving, while being forced into homelessness multiple times. I've learned, I've studied, I've paused, I've sped up. Anytime I haven't been enjoying the journey or my mind gets too negative, I have to take pauses, I have to slow down, I have to take breaks, but I've never given up. I've never been hospitalized for psychiatric treatment. And if you have, there's nothing against that. One of my huge supporters in my businesses and in my nonprofit, my first donor that helped me get the nonprofit official in 2021, shared with me that he was, and shared in the private therapy group where he got to meet the top president of the defunded alumni Blackwater group. He got to meet this man. And not only did he get to meet this man, he donated to his nonprofit, his multi-million dollar nonprofit, through his ticket sales to my event. Because he supported me. And he publicly shared in that group that he was a patient, a mental health patient. And he's a highly intelligent human being. Professional in the architecture space. Really good singer. And I found out recently that he's in a theater program for a musical that was a Disney movie. And it's representative of a, I believe it's a true history story in a very large country that our country right now is at war at. But it was a Disney movie, and he's being a part of this musical as an adult because it brings him joy. I've helped to get people to choose activities in their life to bring them more joy. I've reminded people how important it is to spend time doing things that you love. I've helped people with depression in the world, real people, real intelligent human beings, because I've been obedient to this calling that the Holy Spirit put on my heart in 2018. And I can't wait to get that contract signed, because I'm going to continue doing exactly what I've been doing. Nothing's going to be different. The only thing that's going to be different is that I'm not going to be broke anymore. I'm never going to be broke after October's meeting. No one will ever disrespect me as a veteran spouse in America. Everyone will see me as the asset that I am. No one will try to pay anybody to kill me because I'm a huge asset. And my husband and I are going to be giving 90% of our money away after my 40th birthday forward. And all of our monies are going to be open and transparent on our website for Aaron Nicole Ministries. All monies will flow on my side, on my business side, through Aaron Nicole Ministries. No one will say, oh, what is she doing in the back end? Does she have any dark, dirty businesses? No, I don't, and I won't, even though evil people remotely hacked into my second device that I had to purchase through AT&T when they had paid off my landlord, but I didn't know that they did, and she drove me to the AT&T store, and I had been hacked into from that same man that was a part of the security team for President Biden. He instantly hacked into that phone as soon as I purchased it in the store. I saw his email pop up through the phone. I've won this contest. That man chose to keep me alive, even though that team, that political party team, was trying to have me killed. He knew it, and he knew he couldn't be involved in any of the details. So he had to send me to a security person that he respected to keep me alive. I don't know what they said about me, because he talked to him. I found out a year later when the truth started being revealed to me, because I'm an honest, good person, and I've been royally disrespected. And finally, my hero of 2020 revealed to me, yes, I did know him. I'm sorry. I had to keep it a secret from you because they didn't want us to be involved. They didn't know who they could trust, and so we've had to evaluate the situation. But that man, yes, I used to train him. I said, okay, thank you for being honest with me. He said, and he's also a married man. I said, that frustrates me, because he lied to my face, and he asked me to perform things that I never would have performed. First of all, shouldn't have had to do that for protections. And second of all, 6 months later, he invited me on a date, and then tried to get me to do it in public, perform a sexual inappropriate act in the middle of the day in Nashville, Tennessee, knowing full well that I'm a Christian, knowing full well that I'm a survivor of rape in college, and I'm a survivor of childhood sexual abuse, and that's a part of my story. They tried to ruin my reputation in America. The top security man was bought out from President Biden's team, but we're going to forgive him for everything discreetly and privately. We're never, ever going to say his name. No one's going to ask me what his name is, because that man had to do what he had to do, and they threatened his family. I have no doubt they did, because they all attacked my family when my brother first decided to lean into his calling and get into the music industry. They've been after my family because they're spiritually evil, demonic, and they worship Satan. And he gives them powers on earth, but they're not more powerful. They're not even close to the power of the Lord above all lords and his son Jesus Christ. And that is why they are threatened by me. That's why they are trying their best to block me from having access to money in America. That's why they're trying their best to isolate me. But my husband is waiting for all of them. And all of his buddies are waiting to see if you make the wrong move. What's that, Father? Tell them about the FBI. What about the FBI? I've called the FBI and I've let them know that I'm ready to tell the truth. I'm standing behind President Trump. No one's going to arrest this man. No one's going to get away with covering up all of the evil, dark, dirty things. And if they kill me in the process, the FBI already has the voicemail where I have requested to speak the truth. National security. Our national security is at risk. If you arrest President Trump, we will go into World War III. There are plenty of people that are tired of all the bullshit, evil, satanic worshipers that have taken over America. Are you prepared to go to World War III? I am. I'm prepared to die to protect the children of the world. I'm prepared to die for my faith. Because I know I've lived an incredible life. I've had an incredible amount of pain, misery, long suffering. And that's what Jesus said you might experience. Consider it pure joy. What's that, Father? He says Philippians 4:13. I think that's the I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But let's double check. In the New Testament, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians 4:13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Yep. I knew it. I know some of the scriptures because he reminds me of them. And that's true. So you speak that out loud. And if President Trump has access to a smart device, send this to him, please. Send him, remind him, Philippians 4:13, to speak it out loud every single day. I can do all. Well, my verse says, I can do everything, but I've heard the version, I like the version where it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Repeat it. I can do all things who strengthens me. We all need to join together. If we don't want to go to World War III, we all need to join together and pray for Mr. Trump. Pray for his family. Pray for clarity for his lawyers. Pray for confusion for the other team. Because they are trying their best to arrest a president in America that has been trying to protect the families of America. And they are paying the media to tell lies about him. When he wants nothing more than to help the middle class, there are 350 million Americans. We can all stand up against them. There's only a few. How many, Father? 10,203? What's 10,203, Father? He says Illuminati members in government. That's not that many. They do it in private, in secret, but what they don't have is the spiritual gift, the knowing. The Holy Spirit reveals to me their names in bits and pieces. I don't explain it. I don't understand it. I don't try to understand it. I trust it. I stand behind President Trump. And the FBI will be informed again. I've reported multiple times to the FBI, and they've done nothing for Erin Nicole, but they're about to. They're about to, because the GBI, they were bought out. I have every right, every legal right, and the Holy Spirit told me I can sue the organizations from Georgia for what happened to me in 2020. I will pray on it, and when I'm reunited with my husband, we'll decide together which organizations we're going to be suing and which of them we're going to allow them to just donate to our nonprofit instead of wasting taxpayer dollars and time and resources in courts. If you desire to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and you're not sure where you're going to go when you die, there's no time like the present. Repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. You give it freely to those who believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I know I'm a sinner. I make mistakes, but I don't desire to anymore, Father. Please forgive me. Please come into my heart and never leave my side. I pray this in your name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. You want to get plugged in to a Bible-based church. You want to keep God first place. And at this time, we can't accept any donations or tithes unless you're a real human being that's not involved in any money laundering. You could send it to my mailing address. You can check out. Do you want me to say my address again, Father? No, you can refer to the Beast, the Mark of the Beast episode at the end. I gave my address on that one if you desire to donate. I've had to deal with a bunch of people that have marked me in America that tried their best to get me involved in fake money laundering during my most vulnerable state last year. They sent me a fake job application to be a brand ambassador for an energy drink company. They targeted me using my information against me because the top security man of President Biden's team came to my house and bought me dinner, and he knew my favorite food from what country. So they targeted me using that same country. Yeah, a real country, using their energy drink, a real product. And they targeted me using a real hospital in my state, geographically targeted me because they knew what state I lived in, because they used their power, their technology advice, not advice, their technology access through AT&T, because President Biden's team has political financial interest in that company. They used their powers for evil. But we're going to forgive them. But I'm even hesitant to receive monies from people if it's a check, because there's so many counts of fraud. The banks are like, do you know who this person is? Are you expecting money from them? Because they're trying to protect us all from money laundering, because there's been so many attacks to everybody in America. If we all start speaking up against it, we can protect it. But it makes it difficult to grow a ministry when you're not even able to receive monies online. Yeah, I can't even connect to my bank account because they have royally raped me in every single angle possible. They've created fake bank accounts in my name, in my device, remotely, using my social security number illegally in the middle of the night. People, this is beyond bullying. This is persecution. Digital persecution of a Christian in America. So if you desire to help me, that'd be great. But if you're an evil person and you have your checks are fake or you're using other people's names, then I'm not going to cash it. So don't waste your time and energy. I'm in a 911 financial emergency. I have a job I'm not allowed to go back to because my car is in the shop. I've been blocked from making money. I'm in my last few days before I have to move out. And there's no income. So I'm going to be homeless for the fourth time in 3 years because of this contest. But I know the Lord above all lords always has a big turnaround. I know there's plenty of people that love me, care for me, and will send me money. I've requested it. From Lieutenant Colonel Oakland McCullough. He just told me to say his name out loud. He was one of our edutainers. I requested his help. And he said he's going to talk with his wife. I've been such a high level of humiliation. I'm having to beg people. When I'm a married veteran spouse, my husband should be paying all of our bills. But I haven't even been able to speak to my husband. That's the level of disrespect they have for real women in America. Real veteran women in America. If you're listening to this and you're a veteran or you're a veteran spouse, you should be royally disgusted with our leadership. So it's up to Oakland if he's going to be able to help. I know he's been getting speaking engagements and he's been speaking all over the nation. I even tried my best to connect him to a speaking engagement from one person that was a connector from my circle that's no longer in my circle, but that person never returned the phone call. So I imagine they were told not to help me because I can't, there's so many political war games, so much division in our nation. I did my part. I did my best. I've tried my best to help him accelerate his business for free. I didn't expect him to help me. I didn't expect myself to have to beg him for assistance or to ask him to reach out to his network, but I had to. That's what the Holy Spirit told me to do in the last few days. Because I'm fighting. I'm fighting for my marriage. I'm fighting for all the people with depression in the world. I'm fighting for you. Who's going to stand up for me? I need your help. I need your help. I had Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman on my podcast in 2020. I know he is heavily connected to the Democratic Party. I gave him free promotions for his book on my show. I need his help. I had JC and Brandy Chacon, veteran spouse on my show. I gave the resiliency program that is fully funded through our government. I gave them free promotions on my show. I need you to step up and help me. I know it will be done in the Lord's perfect timing. I'm trusting. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and I'm not alone. I can't wait for the big turnaround story. Oh, I can't wait because my vision board of this year was not my words. I asked the Lord, what is it? What is the vision you have for me? And he said, recibe is your word for the year. I said, Lord, what is recibe? With an accent that swoops up to the right. It means received. Multiple languages were given to me in my vision board, and I have an episode for each one. Trencuter televisio, to interrupt TV. Renugais popular, resign popular. Permissiones celibes, permissions, celibacy. Fraturize amontonga, fracture, amounts. Structurize telefontaine, structure. The phone guy, everything will come to fruition in its time. Everything was explained on previous podcast sermon episodes on those topics, those titles. Review those. Listen to those so you will understand. The Lord is the Lord of all of us. And what he says goes. And he said to me in 2018 that I am the person assigned in the world to help people with depression and to help you be empowered to find happiness from within. I've been doing it without any financial support from anybody since 2018. While working, while moving, while being forced into homelessness and having to beg for assistance, while rehabilitating, while being forced to get food stamps, because I was forced into homelessness when rich people let me go with zero severance, when they broke the COVID laws of traveling when they weren't supposed to, and they didn't get COVID tested, and they put me and my landlord, who had type 2 diabetes, at risk. I've been forced and royally disrespected by many people that had me as an employee, including the United States Post Office, refused to provide me accommodations for my asthma when I am protected under the American Disabilities Act. I asked for modifications in the workplace. I asked to be in the vehicles that have AC because the older vehicles don't have any air conditioning. And we are in 2023, people. I worked there in 2021, but I couldn't work there anymore because they kept on purpose putting me in the vehicles that didn't have air conditioning. When I asked them, and I had an asthma attack at work, they saw me. I had to go to get my new inhaler because my inhaler was expired and I didn't understand what expired meant. There's no alcohol to transfer your medicine to your body. So I was having an asthma attack and it wasn't even working. My inhaler wasn't working. So I had to get a new inhaler. I had to miss work and they were mad at me over my medical condition. And then they didn't modify the job. And all those people, when I reported it, they don't work there anymore. Yeah. I chose to not sue the United States Post Office. I could have easily gotten over $1 million, but instead I spoke to the top person who runs all the people's jobs in Tennessee. And I told him, I said, I don't believe in suing. My family doesn't believe in lawsuits. I'm trying to work this out. And he said, where would you like to work? I can place you anywhere. And I said, No, I'm driving for Lyft. I'm enjoying the time freedom, being able to control my schedule. But I wanted you to know the truth because they've royally raped my bank account and they covered it up. I shot videos of putting my application in the mailbox at the post office and they tried to pretend like they didn't even see the truth. They wanted me to rewrite it again. I've been disrespected in America from every single organization you can imagine. But my husband's a good man, and he's got people in all these organizations that have been looking out for me, and they're not going to disrespect Aaron Nicole any further or any of my associations. We're going to receive a lot of financial monies tax-free for the rest of my life. I don't desire to be a rich person. I desire to follow what Proverbs says and what Psalms says. Give me my daily bread. So that I don't forget that I need you, Lord. But don't give me so little that I have to steal. My husband and I intend to give 90% of our income away, but you can't give anything away when people are stealing from you and blocking you from making money in America. What's that, Father? He says, tell them what I've done so far. What do you mean? The process of what I've done? I've begged 7 churches for assistance, emergency financial assistance. Only one of them answered their phone. I called 8 churches. 7 were in the area where my car accident occurred. The only church that answered the phone didn't have any resources for me, a fellow minister. Emergency housing supportive services. All they had was resources for their people that live there. Even though I'm an American. All they had were resources for their local people. They didn't have any homeless people in their area because they pushed all the homeless people to Evansville, Indiana. They didn't even know how to help me. They didn't even have any ideas how to help me, yet they had a $10 million renovation on their church building. I gave them the assistance. I told them the ideas. I said, well, if you ever desire to have guest musicians, this is what we did in college. Because I was in the college choir. I was on a vocal scholarship in my undergraduate program, so that quickly told her that I have a graduate degree. I'm a highly intelligent person who's been royally raped financially. I gave her the ideas to add resources if they wanted guest musicians from other areas to visit their town, to help with their tourism, to help increase the revenues in their area. Jesus Christ was homeless. That's what people forget. We've come so far away from the scriptures. It's unreal. I had to beg the doctor's office to see me. They wanted upfront payment. Then when I realized that I could hire lawyers and the lawyers wouldn't make me pay anything until we got a settlement, all of a sudden they didn't make me pay anything at the doctor's office. I've had to I've had to stand up for myself and hire lawyers in order to be seen, to find out what was wrong with me. When I started speaking up about the laws that people, organizations were breaking, then all of a sudden they were like, oh crap, she's smart. Can't take advantage of her. Why should you have to say all the laws to people and remind them of all the laws that there are? Because there's been so many people that have been breaking the laws in the last 3 years. People have been gone mentally insane and they've forgotten what life was like before 2020. That's what I think it is. So I had to reschedule my appointment because they demanded that I pay up front. So I had to reschedule it and delay services even longer for myself. I had the appointment and then they didn't ask for any monies. So then I was like, well, that's frustrating because you told me one thing and maybe I didn't need to delay my medical treatment. So then the lawyers are like, well, why did you take so long to get your medical treatment? I said, because they were delaying me for being poor. So I had the medical appointment. Then they said, let's do 6 weeks. PT, can't go back to my job until I'm done with my PT, because my job requires me to travel to different stores and I have to use my body, get down on the floor to rebuild products, rebuild shelves, lift things, bend, twist. I was fine doing that before the car accident. Now, not sure. Because I have different levels of pain every single day. So I've been communicating with my work, trying to get the assistance, the supplemental insurance that I signed up for, so that I have money coming in, because I can't even get to my job. Even if I was released, I don't have gas money to get to my job. That's how royally raped I've been in my bank account. From a car accident caused from another human being. Meanwhile, insurance companies made 10, just one of the two companies made $10 billion in the last 12 months. That's according to data and research available online. And the lawyer I spoke to yesterday said it will take 3 months to get a settlement. Do whatever I have to do. The more doctor's appointments I can see, the more settlement I'll receive. I said, I can't get to, do you want me to schedule appointments that I can't get to? Because I don't have any money. I'm having to beg. I said, I'm having to beg churches and my connections in the military for financial assistance. That's where I'm at. Is there any way you can speed it up? So then he started giving me other ideas. Well, you can apply for a loan. I can apply for a loan. Why do I need to apply for a loan? Why aren't people just paying me money that they owe me? I can apply for a settlement loan. Then he tells me, I don't recommend it. I said, why did you tell me that that's what I can apply for if you don't recommend it? He says, because they're like loan sharks, high interest rate, and they'll make you pay a lot of money back to them. The most you can get is $1,000 or $2,000. I said, okay, well, it sounds like it's an option, but maybe not the best option. He said, yeah. It's an option, but it's not the best option if you can get money from other people. So I'm having to beg people for money, knowing full well all the people in my associations, my network, multi-trillion-dollar network, and people know it, and they know they can help me, and they're choosing not to, or they're being told they're not allowed to because I'm in this contest, and they don't want to be involved. They don't want to be targeted like I've been targeted. I'm so tired of people BSing me and using me and my gifts to make themselves look better. And I'm in need of an emergency assistance in America. I'm being persecuted as a Christian. And Lieutenant Colonel Oakland McColl is a good man. I know he comes from the Catholic faith because that's what he said on my podcast. And I gave him free promotions on the podcast. I gave him free promotions being a part of our real entertainment therapy experience. And I don't think that his phone was hacked into after the event. But my phone was. My mother's phone was. Shami's phone was. Every other person that was considered, quote-unquote, possibly a Republican, their phones were hacked into. My business websites were blocked on purpose. So what's really going on here? If his phone wasn't compromised, why didn't you attack his as well? I'm glad you didn't attack his, but what's going on? He's a good man. He's a sound leader, and he grows. He grows places and people. Now he knows I've reached out to him for help. So if he chooses not to help, that's his choice. I'm so tired of all of these political war games, people pretending like they're not associated with people in order to make more money. Meanwhile, I'm about to be destitute in America. And I'm married. I married a top-trained assassin, and I know he's associated with my husband. I know he is. He didn't tell me that, but I could put two and two together. People sent me his associations on LinkedIn to connect me. They sent me his book link to have me purchase it, and I did. And I had him as a guest on my podcast. So if he chooses not to help me, then you all know he's not a true friend of Erin Nicole. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at in life. But I know he's a good man. I know he's a good grandfather. He posts his photos of his family. I know he cares about families. He shouldn't have to be the only person helping me. And he answered his phone right away when I told him I was in a 911 emergency. And I'm so grateful he did, because there's been so many people that have been bought out. 13 attempts to kill me in the last 5 years. That's what I've had to deal with. I need you all to step up if you're real warriors, if you care about America. If you care about Erin Nicole and this mission more than you care about your own bank accounts, I need you to step up and help me. And help my family. And help President Trump. We will. We will go to World War III. We're already there. 60,000 pounds of chemicals were stolen from California. Do you want to be the reason why that goes off when you could have helped Erin Nicole? I have no idea who stole it, but I know people are so angry at America for what's going on right now. I have the love. Like a lily. That's what the Father told me. The Father above all of us, who created all of us. Pure love. Like the Virgin Mary. Maybe I'm just gonna die like Jesus Christ did. And then people will start to recognize. All the mistakes they made, all the regrets they could have helped when they chose not to. I've been tortured for Christ. I tried to call the nonprofit organization that helps Christians that are being tortured in other countries. I tried to call them, and the phone number was hung up, because these people that protect me didn't want anybody to know that I was headed to that place, because they have to protect where I'm going, and they know. They know where I'm at, even though they block my maps from working on my phones and I had to buy an external map device. They know exactly where I'm headed because they listen to me, they pay attention to me, and they look out for me and they protect me. But it made me have to pay extra gas, money I don't have, and nobody was there. I drove all the way to Bartlesville, Oklahoma to try and get help in America. Nobody was there. So I wrote them a card and I mailed it. I'm hoping that they get it. I'm hoping that they get it in time, because I'm out of cash. All I have left is a few $100 on my credit card. And then the credit card will be shut off if I don't pay my minimum payment. I've had to beg my mother for assistance. She's using her savings account when she takes care of her grandchildren. That's how humiliated I've been. A multi-trillion dollar asset they've royally disrespected in America. They're about to start World War III from their poor choices. I have no idea where they're going to set the bomb off, but I know. I know that they're going to do it because they wouldn't have sent me the video on purpose to my Instagram account, had me follow accounts remotely to be informed. I don't know who does it. I don't know how they do it, but I know they're going to set off a bomb. And that's why I called the FBI, because I don't desire anybody to die. But they've already killed three of my associations, all in honor of this silly contest. How many more people have to die before America wakes up? What's that, Father? What about Washington, D.C.? Do you want me to say that out loud? He said, yes, say it out loud. Washington, D.C. is where the bomb has been planted. When is it set to go off, Father? You don't know yet? You know everything, Father. He said he wants me to say I don't know yet. Okay, so he's not ready to tell me yet. The bomb is already in Washington, D.C. Wow. That's not good. It's not good for all the people that live in Washington, D.C. There's a lot of people that live there. It's at the White House? They put the bomb at the White House? Father? No? He says, don't tell them. Okay. All right. I have no idea where it's at, but it's somewhere in Washington, D.C. That I do know. He allowed me to tell you. So, when we meet, when Erin Nicole gets reunited with her husband, and all of the presidents that are alive in America, we meet in private with my mother and my middle brother, Tony Robbins, Sage's wife, my pastors, Joel and Victoria Osteen, Beyonce Knowles, Jay-Z, the U.S. Marine veteran that was a part of my original Move Happy program, my husband and the top security man for President Biden's team. When we all meet privately to sign the contracts, to sign the non-disclosure agreements that we will keep everything private in that room. Nothing gets leaked from that room unless we all are in agreement. We all will get copies of the contracts. We will be allowed to hide them wherever we decide to hide those contracts if any breach of agreement happens in America, happens, or we suspect it. We will schedule in a meeting 48 hours from the suspect, and we all will meet together. It doesn't matter what our schedules have. We will all agree to meet within 48 hours of any suspected treason or anybody gets out of alignment of the contracts that we sign. We will discuss the HOPE Act to help flip our money back and our economy back in America. What else, Father? What else will we be discussing? Full pardon for all security teams that helped to keep me alive and protected me. Full pardon for anyone involved in it. What else, Father? Full pardon for President Trump. Full release of all Republicans that were arrested for the January 6th scandal. No questions asked. High-ranking jobs, high-paid salaries, if they're alive, and if any of them died or committed suicide, or you made it look like they committed suicide without providing them due process in America, you will pay their families times 10, whatever their highest-ranking salary was, times 10 for the rest of their lives. tax-free. What else, Father? Anything else? My husband gets full pardon. Whatever lies were told about him. He is allowed to retire. He's an American patriot. And he asked to retire with me. If he desires to be back with me, then so be it. If he desires to not, because he lied to my face and told me he wanted a divorce and I dated other people, that's his choice. I will choose to love him till the end of the earth, till the end of time. What's that, Father? He wants me to sing a part of the song that I wrote. That's gonna be sung at Pastor Joel's church in December. I stopped World War III for forgiving wrongs done against me. I am his. I am his. I am his. I am his. I am his child. I can't wait to sing that song. And to sing it with 18 other soloists from 18 other nations. And the whole audience gets a chance to sing in their native tongue if they don't speak one of the 19 languages that we're going to be singing in. We're going to remind America and the world that we are all his child. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this. Thank you for being a part of this journey. Don't forget to tell somebody you love them today, because you might not ever see them again. I'm staying hopeful. I know I'm going to see my husband again at least one last time. That's what real love is. Choosing. Choosing to love him, even though he had to lie to my face, and I've been royally raped, disrespected in America. Love makes you do foolish things. But when God is in the center of your relationship, it makes your love, it makes your marriage stronger than what anyone would ever understand or comprehend. People are jealous of this love. They wish they had this love. That's why they tried to have us killed, because they knew how powerful we would be together. No one's going to keep me from my husband any longer. This is Erin Nicole, signing off. Thank you for listening.